Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio. It is 7:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. here. Barely here. I am joined by my partners in radio. I have Melissa Kay with me. Good morning, Mel.
Good morning.
And Beth Habhager.
Good morning.
Good morning to both of you. Thank you so much for being here. We got some fun stuff lined up today. It is a busy week around here. We're going to get into that a little bit later. Got tons of stuff going on for this morning, though. In the 7 o'clock hour, we will get into our National Day of calendar. Touch on a couple of other fun things. Of course, Thanksgiving right around the corner, so we got a bunch of Thanksgiving things to get into and that. In the 8 o'clock hour, we have Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club. 9 o'clock hour, fun stuff going on. We've got Lori from Fantasy Custom Shop going to be joining us. She'll be with us in the 9 o'clock hour, in the beginning of the 9 o'clock hour. Now, Mondays, usually, that is where the kitchens open is.
Yeah.
So it is up to you guys where you want to put the show. If you want to put it after our interview with Lori or in the beginning of the 8 o'clock hour, we will figure that out together, and we will go ahead and have some fun with that. Because I am really looking forward to it. I don't want to brag to the audience, especially starting off the week on a brag. It's just not a cool way to do it, but I'm going to do it anyway, because I get a little preview of the kitchens open earlier than everybody else, and it's a really good one today. It's a really good one. Looking forward to it, and I appreciate the work that you guys put in on that. Of course, we have got turkey trivia to do today.
Yes,
we'll be doing that at some point between now and 10 o'clock, giving everybody an opportunity to qualify for this beautiful-sized bird here, this wonderful thing from our friends at Quality Foods. Got that going on as well. And that ain't right stories, good stories of the day to wrap up the show. You know how that works. This is going to be fun. Got some good stuff there. Melissa, how was your weekend?
Oh, it was good. We actually got out of town for the weekend. We went to Minneapolis and got to see a comedian, Pete Lee.
That sounds so familiar. He's
from the Midwest.
Okay.
and he's surprisingly, like, you know, comedy, stand-up comedy can be a little, we'll just say on the side of not kosher for radio.
Sure.
He is absolutely not that. He is probably the cleanest comedian that I've ever seen that doesn't, like, market himself as a clean comedian. So it was great. We went to the Acme Comedy Club. They had you could buy a dinner beforehand. So we got to, and it was at Styx Restaurant, which is this really cool old building in downtown Minneapolis. Like, the beams, just looking at the beams that made that building, were like, wow, those came from some massive trees.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's cool.
And then they used sticks in their decoration. Like, the walls were separated by just, like, a bunch of sticks. And it was cool. It was really neat.
So I love when you go to an event, especially somewhere you haven't been before, and not only is the person that you're going to see is good, but you take something in from the atmosphere as well.
Oh yeah,
It's like getting a little bit more bang for your buck kind of thing. I feel like you get something more out of it. That's really cool. Great to hear.
It was a lot of fun.
And good on you. I mean, I don't know the last time I talked to you and you didn't tell me you were doing something, some work related thing, or doing something around the house or something. Great on you. Nicely done.
Yeah, we planned it that way. We were like, I should say my boyfriend planned it that way, because he just throws these things at me like, hey, you want to do this? I'm like, yeah. That sounds like fun.
I'm beginning to think this one's all right.
He might be the keeper.
Aaron's all right. He's a good one. All right.
We had a good time.
Good. Very cool to hear. Especially because it's a busy week.
Yes.
Good you had fun and everything, because it's busy. It's go time. It's going to be a fun, busy week. I shouldn't say it like that. Of course, we got good, fun things going on around here. That's just the nature of the beast of this time of the year for almost anybody, no matter what business you're in, even if you're in a higher business than some of us. Beth, how you doing?
Good morning.
How was your weekend?
It was busy. It's busy getting towards the end of the year, so that's when things kind of gear up as we get ready for Advent and Christmas, and then end of year stuff, including preparing for our annual church budgets and councils and things like that. So we had a couple of extra meetings this weekend, but had a wonderful celebration. We had a denominational festival yesterday morning, and we're getting ready for for a special event coming up this coming Saturday. So we're doing a chili feed for the community since it's deer hunting weekend. So come on out to the church on Saturday from 3 to 7, enjoy a bowl of chili, and then head right across the street to go see Melissa Kay and her show over at the theater.
Oh, thanks, right. Beth.
You're welcome.
Nicely done. Nicely done. We are actually going to be picking Melissa's brain about throughout the week here a bit. Actually, looking forward to diving into that. Before I get into any of that stuff, though, because you said theater, and immediately that's where I wanted to go, Beth. It's your fault. It's your fault, though. The chili fee, where did that idea come from?
It's one that one of the smaller churches that had to close and came and joined our congregation brought with them. They used to do this every year, and they happened to be out in Saratoga area, so it worked really well. They would do it, and people would take – the hunters would take a break from their stands, come in, have lunch, and then go right back out, and they were out where the hunters were. Mm. We're a little bit more centrally located, so I'm thinking we're going to get all of the hunting widows and others that don't go out for the hunt. But it's a wonderful – everybody gets – in the congregation is given the same recipe. And so we all make a batch of chili or two in our own homes, and we bring it, we all dump it together. So you know it has that extra ingredient of love included. There'll be church bars made by church women, which are the best in the world,
yes,
we all know.
Yes, yes, by far and away.
Yeah. There'll be some rolls and things like that, so it's a wonderful way. And if you can't stay, but you're still interested in having the chili, we're selling some to go. So you can buy
this option.
Quarts of chili for, I believe it's $8. So it's a wonderful event to help us raise some money and to feed the community and open up our doors so you guys can come see what we're all about.
I can't think of a better way to do that, too. That's such a good time of year. Great idea. That's very cool. And I love the idea of incorporating it from the other place.
Oh, yeah.
I imagine that that would make them feel even more welcome and more comfortable. Not that they don't already, but, you know, just it never can't hurt to do a little bit more.
Carrying on those traditions.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
the congregation has been trying to do that because they've been a part of us for probably 8 to 10 years now.
Okay.
So we're still, you know, and COVID put a lot of things on hold and trying to figure out ways to blend. So we've got a committee that's really working to incorporate some of these smaller traditions and make it one big church family.
Cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
And we always like to, well, actually, before I get to that, I want to embarrass Beth for a second, because I want to start a week off with some good stories of the day. You both already have done that. I just want to piggyback on that. There was, I hadn't heard of these before, but everybody knows of the Avant character, Avant calendar?
Advent
calendars.
Advent, yes.
Avant, very different calendar.
Yes.
Very modern art.
Advent from the church.
You don't even know how to open them because it's so modern art. And then when you open them, there's not chocolate in there. There's solace. I'm like, wait a minute, that's not candy. That's solid pictures of solace. There are these Advent calendars for, of course, Christmas. We've all grown up around and seen and everything. Well, not to be outdone, there is a Hanukkah version.
There is.
And I did not even know about these. Beth last week not only found out about them, grabbed me a couple so that I didn't miss them before they ran out and everything. Which, as a side note, we ran out of those in this town. Like, that's great, you guys. Like, all right. Hey. I don't even care why. I'm guessing there are a whole lot of other the tribe around. But, hey, if there is, that's cool. Welcome. If not, hey, enjoy the candy. Enjoy the chocolate.
Yeah.
I just wanted to thank you so very much for that. I was able to give one to my mom, one to my daughter. Bria yesterday, and she lit up from it, and my mom lit up from it. So we appreciate you and appreciate not only, I mean, certainly things like that, but the just the connection that exists there with between all of us and just in this area, really, when it comes to that stuff. I don't think I've taken a whole lot of time because, if I'm being honest with everybody, it's not my wheelhouse.
Right.
And I don't go to church. I don't do those things and stuff. So it's not something that is always in the forefront of my mind. This area, we've long known you can't do this job for 5 minutes and not notice every church in this area is into something or doing something or involved in some kind of way. Whether it is helping SWEPS, the food pantry, or doing things like you guys are doing, Beth, or the book sale, or any of these things. Every single area, every single church in this area does something or is adding to this community. And that's just incredibly noteworthy. And I'm sure that hopefully every area like ours can say something like that. But we just don't get a chance to take the time to appreciate it very often. And I know that, especially the way that we usually handle things here at WFHR, we treat it like Thanksgiving dinner. We don't talk religion or politics. Well, I don't know if anybody noticed, but in the last year or in the last couple of months, changes have happened with management. And so that's kind of gone out the window a little bit. And that's all right. That's cool. Mm-hmm. We adapt and we're growing. Mm-hmm. But with that, I think that gives us an opportunity to also talk about those things in more openly,
right,
and more of a not so much fun or interesting way. I just mean like people, like just human beings talking.
And
that's
there are
all.
Several congregations in the community that the technical term, is ecumenical, which means that mm-hmm. we play well with each other.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So, in a way, in an effort to really start to bring the community as a whole together, there are four congregations that are joining together to offer community Thanksgiving service. And that will be held this coming Sunday at 7 p.m. at Grace Lutheran Church. Mm. And it's being hosted at their facility, but it's being presented by Grace Lutheran Church, First Congregational UCC Church, First English Lutheran Church, and our Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church.
Cool. Very cool. When you guys combine forces, do you turn into a Voltron kind of? No.
You should come and find
really
out.
I should find out. I would like to find out. I want to know. I want to see that happen. I've been waiting my whole life to see that happen. I do want to remind people that they can take in your service mm-hmm. even after it is done, because you post it on YouTube.
We do. We live stream it as well. So if you are unable to make it to the building, you can always join us at 10:15 on Sunday mornings on YouTube. We have Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church YouTube channel. It stays live. It stays there. Even after yeah. the service, so you can go back and check it out. And then we also try to post it on our website, so you can go back and see the last couple of weeks' services, and there you'll find the bulletin, so you can follow along if you want to. But we also kind of put everything up on the screen for you.
Yeah.
And it also has the previous week's sermon. So when you go and you find like the last 2 weeks, it'll once it gets posted, we'll have the sermon from that Sunday too, so you can read along.
It really helps too, because you don't want to miss an episode, then you don't know what happened on the preview. No. I'm so sorry.
Spoiler, I kind of let you in. I do that whole review thing at the beginning.
It's very smart.
Previously
on your
nice. At the church.
Yes. Please don't tell him I told you guys this, but my dad is really appreciative that you post them even after they're live, because there'll be mornings I hear him mm-hmm. like, oh no, because he forgot. Pull it up and pull it up or something like that. It really helps. I know how much he's enjoyed it and other people I've talked to. So you do an amazing job with that, Beth.
Thank you. Really
do. And again, you can type into your YouTube search bar, wrmoravian.org, wisconsinrapidsmoravian.org, or mm-hmm. .church, Wisconsin Moravian Church. Yes, the website you want to go to is wrmoravian.org.
wrmoravian.org is our website.
Right on. There we go. One other good story of the day I wanted to mention. Our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's, they are doing their company-wide fundraiser to help support food pantries. For the week, every concrete mixer sold, they will donate $1 to the food pantry. Our local Culver's is participating in this fundraiser on behalf of the Focus Food Pantry. It is beginning today and going through Thursday, November 17th.
All right.
So anytime you buy a concrete mixer over there, you can know that you're helping some needy families out there. And mm-hmm. man, that goes so much farther than we could even word.
You're cold already. Might as well go get a concrete mixer.
Yeah, yeah. Go for it. Yeah. Take a break. When we come back, of course, in this hour, we're going to do our National Day of calendar. A little later, we'll get into Thanksgiving at a restaurant. We're going to talk about that.
Mm.
The idea of that. 8 o'clock hour, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. We'll see what other fun we can get into. 9 o'clock hour, as I mentioned before, Lori from Fantasy Custom Shop is going to join us. A little after that, we will have the kitchens open.
Yeah.
And then we'll throw some good stories of the day in there as well. That should make a good meal right there, that mm-hmm. 9 o'clock hour. I got a good side right there. We'll come back and have some more fun here at Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Beth, and James here with you on this November 14th, 2022. It is time to get into our National Day of Calendar. And beginning today and ending Sunday, November 20th, Human-Animal Relationship Awareness Week.
Ooh.
One of the better relationships that exists in society. The Animals and Society Institute, an organization that studies and promotes human-animal relationships, will be celebrating our first ever Human-Animal Relationship Awareness Week. This is the first ever.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of cool, actually. In the second week of November is when they will normally do, well, when they will do this. We would be very grateful if you would list this in your holidays and your calendars out there. So spread the word about this one. This is a good one. Mm-hmm. The goal for this week is to raise awareness of the importance of human-animal relationships and to highlight both the benefits of and potential problems associated with these relationships. ASI's goal is to improve and expand knowledge about the variety of human-animal relationships in order to create safer or more compassionate communities for all people and animals.
Wonderful.
You know, there's certain things in life that it'd be insane to think of living without. But we find a way to make it work. You know, you took away the automobile. We still got the horse and buggy. We take away this. Well, we've still got that. Almost everything began with animals. When it comes to whatever we're talking about, any industry, animals are involved in. Whether it is our ag industry and the amazing animals that are used in that, seeing eye dogs. I mean, there's just a fleet of things that we could ramble and talk about the importance of animals and humans in the relationship there.
Yeah, it's surprising that it took that. This is the first year that they're bringing awareness to that, because we are. It's kind of a, I don't want to say a symbiotic relationship, but in some ways it is.
Yes, and I don't. I think both need each other.
Absolutely.
I'm sure that there are people out there. We could live without animals. I don't know about that.
Not even bugs. We can't live without bugs. Yeah. Right? Those two.
Something's got to feed those animals, you know?
Right. It's the whole big ecosystem.
Yeah.
And we're all interconnected.
And it seems, you know, seems like a good thing. I feel like you know, maybe we enhance that and make that stronger, that relationship. It is also Road Safety Week, November 14th through Sunday, November 20th. This one also the same amount of time. Be safe out there. Keep your eyes on the road. Anything going on in that little distracting, you know, portable computer you have called a phone, it can wait. You know, it always can wait. No matter what it is, it can wait.
And drive aware and awake.
Yeah.
You know, be aware if you're starting to feel safe, you know, sleepy and all of that. Pull over, get some rest.
I just saw a video about bus drivers having to be on a bicycle while a bus drives past them, just so that they're aware of what that's like.
That's
so
a good idea.
Watch out for people on bicycles or walking on the roads, because you know not everybody can afford a vehicle,
right?
Or to be able to transport that way.
It seems like I go a month almost forgetting about this, but I was in Point yesterday seeing Bria in her new place and everything, and I forget how the bustle of a college town. And you know, colder times and everything, you don't have as many people out, except for in college towns, where there's always people out, there's always kids out, there's always people not paying attention necessarily. You're the one in the big, gigantic killing machine. You have to pay attention. You know, I'm not saying it's not on, you know, citizens and people just bopping around. Everybody should be aware of their surroundings, whether you're in a vehicle or not. But you have the onus on you being the one in the killing machine to keep an eye out for them. And it's also National American Teddy Bear Day.
Aww. Hug your teddy bears.
Nothing quite so comforting to a child than a friend who takes the form of a stuffed teddy bear. National American Teddy Bear Day brings to light the important role that these sweet creatures can take and show appreciation for the icon that the teddy bear has become in American culture today. We've kind of discussed the history of the teddy bear. Most of that is already pretty well documented or common knowledge by now, at almost, with teddy bears first getting their name in the early 1900s. And the story going, of course, involving President Theodore Roosevelt. I think the teddy bears are amazing. They're awesome and all that. I do remember my sister wanting really badly at the zoo to hug the teddy bears. Realizing very early on, we need to squash this right away out of Jill. Need to make sure that Jillian understands there's a big difference between Yogi Bear and these things.
There you go. Yep.
Hey, boo-boo.
Yes, in the wild.
Did
they
help
are
me
not
work,
the same.
Did help me work on my Yogi impression. My little sister used to love it. Odd socks today.
That in our house, that's every day.
Yeah, same here.
For kids, that's every day, yeah.
While it used to be embarrassing to be caught wearing two different socks that don't match, now it has become commonplace and is even a fun fashion trend. In fact, many companies are now selling socks and packages where the pairs don't even match. Come on. Really? Man.
It was only a matter of time.
I'm not even mad at that. I'm mad I didn't think of it. That's what it is. I'm mad I didn't think of that idea.
Well, the upside to that is that they're all the same kind of sock then. Because that's the problem I have with wearing mismatched socks. They have to be the same kind.
Mm-hmm.
Same length or the same feel?
Both. Yes. All. Okay. Everything. Yeah, same. They can be different colors. They can be whatever pattern. I don't care. But they have to have the same thickness, the same height, the same everything.
We celebrated having Melissa with us for over a year now last week. And again, congratulations on that, Melissa. Thanks. And we appreciate that. I get a kick out of when you and I find things that we have in common. But the more that happens, the more I start to worry for you, Mel. I start to worry. I mean, same exact way with the socks. Same exact way.
Well, I've always been that way, James, so don't feel like you're influencing me.
It's always good to hear. Very healthy to hear that. Very healthy. It's Children's Day.
Yay.
You know, today's the day to appreciate kids. No other day, but just today. No. What is that? Yeah, every day is a great day. It's Children's Day. Whitney Houston sang a number one song in the 1980s about children being the future. And she wasn't wrong. The children of today are the adults of tomorrow, and they deserve to be given the best possible chance at making the world a better place. Children's Day is the perfect time to enjoy and celebrate these precious little people as at most a vital time in their lives. I think there's a lot of things you can do with this one. Certainly, you know, donating or helping those kind of causes that will be benefited from, you know, that. I think that coming out of the political season, I think it's a reminder of voting for people that want to put into our youth, put into our schools. But this is something that literally every single one of us can take place in and be a part of. A good human being, be a good adult. Even I don't have kids in my life. I don't have this. I don't have that. Somebody, some little set of eyes is taking you in.
Right.
Some little set of eyes.
You can always be an example.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. Their brains are sponges. They are going to handle the world the way we are. And you know, at least you be reminded of this last election and the numbers that came out of it and the overwhelming amount of people, 18 to 25, that voted in this election and that changed the course of this election.
Absolutely.
Used to be that young people were, you know, when, especially our generations and everything, where, we get into our late 20s or 30s, we'll get involved in politics or we'll start getting more engaged in our communities. These kids ain't waiting. Mm-mm. These kids are not waiting for it. They're not waiting for us to retire. They're not waiting for any of those things. They are going to take over, and more power to them. Like, you know, there's no sense in waiting in line if you're living on a planet that people aren't caring enough about to keep around. Like, we don't have time to waste. So we don't have time for them and talking to them about this, looking at it as, hey, I'm not waiting. Like, our time is now.
Yeah.
And more power to them. Absolutely. Just don't run me over on the way, please. I'm older. It's harder for me to get it out of the way fast. Loosen up and lighten up day. All right, fine. I get it. It's finally sinking in.
Have to.
Man, sometimes they direct these right at you sometimes. Every day is a new lap in the rat race, and sometimes we get so caught up in that we lose ourselves lace ourselves up in a little tight. Things have to go just so, and if things get out of whack, we start to lose our minds a little bit. Routine and precision are definitely useful traits in certain situations, but loosen up, lighten up day reminds us that sometimes we just have to let go, enjoy the chaos that life brings us with a smile.
Sometimes chaos can be fun.
Yeah.
There's beauty in entropy. There truly is. The whole universe is made up of entropy and created that way. Mm-hmm. Whether you know, it may not seem like it, may not always feel that way, but there's something to that. And there's a beauty to that. There's a connection for every one of us. Every single thing that has ever existed, has ever been alive, I'm not just talking human beings, I mean animals, everything, has had this happen to them. Every one of them can relate to this. Every one of them can relate to life not going as planned.
Right.
And how do you handle that? How do you adapt to that?
Enjoy some spontaneity.
To be able to be flexible in the moment is, it's a skill, honestly. And things don't go your way and going, oh, all right, well, plans changed. Well, let's do something else.
Instead of looking at it as a detriment, see what the opportunity is in this. Oh, what new thing can I experience by doing this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you never know. You just really never know what can happen if you give into that, but also if you just kind of like take a step back, I think, and realize that maybe your plan wasn't the plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right. maybe that it wasn't. That's not how it was meant to go, and everything. I don't know. I think that there's a point in life where you kind of begin to start realizing that it's life. That is the way it goes. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it's a different time for everybody. I think it's a different age for everybody. But sometimes, sometimes we need a reminder of that, even when we, you know, when we understand it, it's all really all our lives have been.
Right.
And I don't know. For me, it's like that. I can't think of a year of my life that hasn't been chaotic or crazy or anything like that. Certainly not gone as planned. But I am overly serious and always have been.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a nice reminder that entropy agility is what I think of it as. The ability to just adapt and roll with the punches and handle the changes of life and everything. I think of a couple phrases that help me because quotes are helpful to me. I certainly think of the one that I've mentioned before that my Nana said to us all the time, you want to make God laugh, make plans.
Yep.
There's a great one from Kenneth Branagh as well, and I just wanted to make sure to get this right. Lighten up, just enjoy life, smile more, laugh more, and don't get so worked up about things.
Yeah.
If you know anything about Kenneth Branagh, he's one of the most dramatic and serious actors of all time. And coming from him, that meant a lot to me as a young person.
Yeah.
Not only because he's incredibly talented and all that, just, if he can be that way, who am I to, you know, be
well, if you think of the place that you really need to be adaptable, it's the stage. Because you never know, is the prop going to work properly? Is my co-star going to be able to remember their lines? And you have to be able to just go with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We send a big thank you to operating nurses on this day. It's your day, Operating Nurse Day. Man, a big thank you to all of them.
Oh, yes.
Now, my Nana was one of those. My Nana did that job.
They're very important.
Also, absolutely. National Pickle Day.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like me a pickle.
Mm, yeah, pickles are great. It is National Spicy Guacamole Day.
Spicy
day,
yeah.
Guacamole.
I guess spicy. It has to be spicy guacamole.
It has to be spicy.
Also, World Diabetes Day.
Please your eye on your sugar levels.
Yep. Yeah. That is one of those ones. I send a shout out to my friends that deal with that. I did not know much about that until later in my life about diabetes and understanding how serious you have to take that one. Yeah.
I know people who've had to have limbs removed because of the side effects of diabetes. So be mindful of your health.
Mm-hmm. And today's a great day to keep up on that and check on those things. And it's World Orphans Day. Taking care of parentless children by raising awareness of this their plight, organizing a fundraiser, or sponsoring a child on World Orphans Day. There are so many different things you can do to empower this day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've only known a couple of people in my life that were adopted, and thankfully, each one of them talks very highly of their adopted family.
Right.
I know that is not always the case, but it is really cool to hear and see it and to hear. And I think it's arguably one of the coolest and most wonderful things that we have created in our society.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of what to do when this situation happens. One of the hardest situations anybody could ever face in life, whatever angle you're coming into it from. And we are a society that over hundreds of years have had a plan for this. I'm not saying it's a perfect plan or it hasn't been adapted or anything like that, but adoption is not a new thing. It's not like this came out in the 21st century or something like that. That's pretty beautiful. That's a pretty cool thing. And that speaks to what it means to be a human being, what it truly means to be a human being. It's not just your life. You're living this life with others.
Right.
You got a whole planet to live on.
When it works well, it works well. But there's thousands of children out there that are looking for homes because they have no place else to be.
Yeah. And there are so much more that needs to be done as mm-hmm. far as the resources and funding certainly, but I mean bodies. They need mm-hmm. people. They need more workers to check on these houses. Need more families adopting these kids. Good yep. families adopting these kids takes a nation. Everybody
it
used
really
to take
does.
Used to take a village. It takes a nation nowadays to raise a child, basically,
mm-hmm.
and it takes all of us.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. We'll get to Melissa's news. We'll come back and have some more fun on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Can't get it out of your head. James, Melissa, and Beth here with you.
Not the first time that's happened.
So close.
Oh, so close. Can I get a second take on that? This isn't live, right? I'm being told it's live. I'm being told. Okay, never mind. We got some fun stuff to get into this hour. Wanted to touch on this one. Is Thanksgiving at a restaurant really the smart money move this year? This is where we're going first. A writer for the New York Post claims Thanksgiving at a restaurant might be the smart money move this year. Can that really be true? They based it on a report from Wells Fargo that found the price of food at restaurants has only jumped 6% since last November, compared to 10% for groceries and 15% for Thanksgiving foods specifically. So, yes, everything costs more, from turkey and potatoes to flour and butter. But is it really cheaper to do Thanksgiving at a restaurant this time? The answer is in almost all scenarios, is no way, not even mm-hmm. close. You're never going to beat the value of Thanksgiving cooked at home.
Right, right. Well, and if you think about it, the cost per person, rather than the cost for the entire food that you're buying at the grocery store, it's less per person if you make it at home than it is if you buy it in the at the restaurant.
Yeah.
That's true.
You're never going to beat the value of Thanksgiving cooked at home where all the labor is free mm-hmm. and you don't have to leave a tip, especially once you factor in leftovers. The Wells Fargo report even admits that and it says it doesn't make sense unless you're having dinner with a small group and you just want to avoid the work. The more people, the more sense it makes to cook at home. In other words, it might make sense if you want to save yourself time and avoid the hassle, but from a cost standpoint, it's still a lot cheaper to eat from home. The Farm Bureau hasn't released its annual Thanksgiving dinner stats yet. We should look for that later this week.
Mm-hmm.
But the average dinner last year cost about $5.33 per person. So even if that's doubled, which it won't, it's not going to double, but it will probably, you know, realistically.
Try quadruple.
No, I don't think that even. No, it's not going to. I mean, we've seen that the inflation numbers are going down.
Okay.
And I'm not saying they're going down quick enough. I'm not saying that it's going to be like it was a year ago or we're ever going to get back to how it might have been before the pandemic.
Right. But to pay for per person in a restaurant, it's quadruple that price.
Oh, that's what you, I'm sorry, Beth. I'm sorry. That's what you mean. You're absolutely right. Yes, that you're absolutely right about. I apologize. I didn't understand where you meant. That you're right about that. I will say if you are by yourself, you mm-hmm. know, I've done this. I've celebrated Thanksgiving by myself, and I've gone to a restaurant that was there. I felt really bad. I was the only one there, and there were more people waiting on me than there were in the restaurant. So I felt really bad for the people working there. I actually wrapped up my meal early and left a little early, so hoping that they could close early and stuff. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I don't know if they were able to. I'd never found out. But I outside of that scenario, which I hope enough people out there are not in that scenario, that's the only time I could think of where this would even – I wouldn't even get 5 seconds into this thought before realizing, yeah, it doesn't add up.
My dad made me do it.
Oh, yeah?
The one year that we went out to his place for Thanksgiving because he lives alone.
Yeah.
He didn't want the hassle of having to clean up. And he goes, because I said, I'll make the meal. I want to make a meal for you. Mm-hmm. He goes, no, because then you're constantly going to ask me, well, where does this go? Where does this go? We're going to have to figure out.
Sure. Yeah.
So it's just, he goes, in my mind, it's just easier and less stressful if I just take you somewhere. So he took us out to a restaurant for Thanksgiving that year. It was a really good meal, but it just, there was something about being at a buffet
yeah.
for the meal. And not it just being family and being able to spend time just us doing our traditions. It was kind of weird.
That would feel a little different.
Especially, if you're the type of person that wants to, you know, dad's got to cut the turkey and he's trying to go in there and kick the chef mm-hmm. out of the way and everything. And it's like, dad, you can't go in there. What are you doing? Like, let the guy do his job. But I don't know. I think that everybody's looking for ways to cut corners when it comes to cost or anything that costs anything right now. And I get that, especially we do that anyway. We did that for years, long before the pandemic, long before the rise of, you know, the inflation cut, you know, ups and downs and all that stuff and everything. So especially we're going to be keep on doing it right now where it's on such on our minds. But we're seeing more and more from the people who cover these things in depth and much better than I do. Things are going down, and they're only going to continue to do that towards the end of the year. And that's not to say that there aren't going to be fluctuations, that there aren't going to be you know, things that give us headaches, you know, about this subject and everything. But it is getting a lot better, and that's for sure. And I think that this is also, and it's not to say that this is there isn't some truth in, like, a good joke has a little bit of truth in it and is usually exaggerated, but there's a little bit of truth in there. There is some truth that inflation, that the costs of things have been on the American people's minds, obviously. But as we have seen through the results of the election and the more and more data we get from this, it tended to be more of a national, a headline produced mostly nationally. Mostly produced nationally. I think you get a lot of people living in bubbles and don't understand how much a loaf of bread costs. They just look at the national numbers and, oh my gosh, that's how much a loaf of bread costs. When the most of us that buy a loaf of bread every week already understand what the loaf of bread has been. It wasn't a shock when it went up 10 cents or went down 10 cents or something like that. I think you have a lot of that in the national news these days. And that's something that, you know, that's why we encourage you to listen to, you know, locally grown radio like ours. And it's more fine-tuned and everything. We will take a break. That was a horrible, shameless plug, and I don't care. we'll take a quick commercial break. We'll come back and have some more fun. It's Melissa, Beth, and James taking you through your morning here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Beth, and James here with you at 8:51 on the clock. Take it right to the top of the hour. I want to get into our schedule for the day here a little bit. Keep on listening. Of course, you're going to have a chance sometime during our live time on the air to get in on this turkey trivia, thanks to our friends at Quality Foods. Looking forward to that, so be listening for it. In the 8 o'clock hour, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. But we're going to start things off. I want to pick both of your brains about the upcoming shows with Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. We'll start the 8 o'clock hour that way. 9 o'clock hour, good stories of the day. That ain't right stories. We're also going to be joined by Lori from Fantasy Custom Shop. Really look forward to that. I do. I will let everybody know you can actually do some homework on that right now if you'd like. Look up their website, fantasy-custom-shop.webs.com. It's a great little website. Fantastic. Got a lot of great stuff on there. Looking forward to talking with Lori a little bit later, finding out more about the shop and everything. After we are done talking with Lori, we'll take a break, we'll come back, and then the kitchen will be open. The audience has spoken. They love it on Mondays. It's one of the things they look forward to. You ladies are doing an amazing job with that. So I will get out of the way and just dream about bacon double cheeseburgers while you're talking. Every time you say anything food related, all I hear is bacon double cheeseburger. That's all
there
I hear.
There's more in the food world than bacon double cheeseburgers.
I'm not sure about that. I don't know. I've looked, Beth. I've Googled
really
that.
Are.
And I'm not. There definitely
we will
is.
Yet expand your palate, James.
And I'm looking forward to it. It is the hungriest part of our show, but it's also one of our funnest parts of the show. Looking forward to that. That's going to be a great time. Wanted to get into this one. It is, as we are touching on different national things, it is also National Seatbelt Day.
Important.
Make sure to buckle up. Seatbelts haven't been a requirement for as long as you might think. New York was the first state to register them 38 years ago in 1984. New Hampshire is the only state where it's still not mandatory for adults. But just for adults. It's always been mandatory, or it has been for many years, been mandatory for children. But that one is interesting. Even though most people wear them now, a recent study found there's one situation where we're less likely to wear a seatbelt. 28% of us don't always buckle up if up in Ubers and other ride shares. It's because you're usually in the back seat, which people see as a little less dangerous, and we're also just less likely to buckle up on short trips. The back seat isn't really that safe, though. Another study found rear seat riders are 8 times more likely to get injured in a crash if they are not buckled up.
Mm-hmm.
You also can become a projectile, so do it for your Uber driver's safety, too. Drivers are always twice as likely to be fatally injured in a crash if the person sitting directly behind them isn't buckled in.
Wow.
It's something that we don't really consider very often, but really there's nowhere in the vehicle you should not be buckling up.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we all remember the days growing up, those of us who are of a certain age, remember the days growing up where you didn't have that, and you can, if you had a station wagon, put all the seats down.
Yeah, I remember that one. Yeah.
Lie down and sleep and all that. But a colleague of mine had a daughter that was out with friends, sitting in the back seat, didn't have a seatbelt on, and they were in an accident, and she sustained significant brain damage from it to the point where she is now wheelchair bound and has to use a computer to communicate.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
That's her name is Rachel. So in my car, I look at anybody that gets in the car. I say, "This is Rachel's rule. I don't care what seat you're in our vehicle, you buckle up."
It's not about the momentary uncomfortableness or the hassle or the reminding or remembering or any of this stuff. It's about others. It's about your safety, about you living your life and learning from these examples. These things happen in life for many reasons. One of them, I believe, is for people to learn from and be reminded of these things. It's a nice reminder, too, the 38-year thing.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of us, some of us, at least I should say not a lot, a lot of us are older than the seatbelt laws are. Like, that's pretty crazy when you think about it. It also reminds us of how adaptable we are as human beings. We didn't always recycle. We didn't always wear seatbelts. We didn't always do some of these things. We've adapted and learned to where now it's just commonplace. It actually, you stand out more. You're more kind of, I don't want to say ostracized, but you're more looked at, down upon if you're doing the opposite of these things.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't surprise me that the back seat is more dangerous because you at least have airbags and other things on the front seat. You don't have those in the back seat. So you are more likely to get thrown around and get injured.
I wasn't sure if you had something else. I was to try to give you a second to jump in. I apologize.
There's really not a whole lot more to be said about it. Just wear a seatbelt. Yeah. I have seatbelt scars from an accident that I was in, but that seatbelt more than likely saved my life because it kept me at least mostly in the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I think that, the pushback on this one is anybody who wants to, well, but I heard this story or I had this happen about a person who had their seatbelt on and it this or that got in the way of them being rescued or something like that. You're absolutely right. That stuff does happen. And a 1% to 2% basis in the world does happen.
Look at the statistics.
Yep.
Yes. It's maybe not perfect. But it's dang close when you think about those numbers compared to some other things, safety-wise. Sometimes we're working with the best we got, and that's all right. You know, that there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes that's necessary in order for progress to be made, in order for us to evolve. Maybe there is something better around the corner. Maybe somebody is going to invent something that is going to be better around the corner than the seatbelt. Until that day happens, I think it's important that we pay attention to these things.
What we got.
We work with what we got. And especially because while we keep evolving the vehicle, you know, they're parking themselves, driving by themselves and everything, that hasn't changed. The safety issue is still an issue. And even in electric cars, even cars driving themselves, you see people putting a seatbelt on.
Yep.
I mean, if that doesn't speak to how important these things are, I don't know how much more evidence you need. I did want to touch on one other thing really quick before we go to break. It is a busy week around here. We've got Lori coming in the 9 o'clock hour from Fantasy Custom Shops. Mm-hmm. Got a guest joining us tomorrow morning in the 9 o'clock hour. And then on Wednesday, all bets are off. It is United Way Radiothon.
Yes.
Woo-hoo.
From 7 to 10:30, we're going to be joined by Terry John, CEO of your United Way of Southwood Adams Counties. She is going to really be emceeing the show. I'm just going to be here pushing buttons and making sure that we keep things on time. we're going to have some fun bringing in tons of people from the United Way, tons of I don't want to say testimonials, but in essence, sort of that. Speaking to what we do this day for, mm-hmm. why we try to help the United Way with their campaign every year, and why we're so thankful to have the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties in our community. We spend, a couple times a month talking with them on Morning Magazine. Terry joins us in the morning, once a week usually, and we talk about the United Way. If you added up all the time we talk about the United Way in a month, it would not even come close to the amount of time we could be spending and arguably should be spending on what the United Way does.
Mm-hmm.
They impact so much of our lives, so many different things in our lives, and do such a great job at doing that. Also, assessing that.
Yes.
We've got them joining us this week. Ben's going to join us with the Alice numbers, mm-hmm. The most recent ones we have of that. And they take things like that data from the community. It's like, okay, what are our needs?
Right.
They don't approach this as, hey, this is what we're going to do. They look, okay, we need this. This is what we're going to get on. This mm-hmm. is what we're going to tackle.
And what a gift the 211 line is to be able to call that to know, okay, I have this issue going on. What are the resources for that? You've got a number that you can call to find out where those resources are, thanks to the United Way.
You can find out more by going to uwswac.org. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. We'll talk more about the Radiothon a little bit later in the show. For now, get out of the way. Let CBS News come in here and do their thing. We'll come back with our friends in the Weather Eye Weather Center and much more at WFHR.